Joe Biden's flip-flop on federal funding for abortion is latest reversal. By Joel B. Polak on June 6, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden has reversed position again, and now supports using federal taxpayer money to pay for abortions, which he promises to accomplish by repealing the Hyde Amendment. As Breitbart News' Charlie Spiering noted, Biden flip-flopped for the second time in as many months in a speech to a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in Atlanta, Georgia. On Thursday evening, after he had come under withering criticism from Planned Parenthood and from his rivals in the race for the 2020 Democratic nomination for president. Joe Biden speaking at a DNC fundraiser in Atlanta says he has changed his position on the Hyde Amendment, and no longer supports it. Big cheer from the crowd. Hashtag gaypolepic.twitter.com/xb1mf3g4lr. Johnny Kaufman, at Johnny Ick, June 7, 2019. It was a flip-flop, Spiering added. Biden once adopted what he called a middle-of-the-road position on abortion, and for decades supported the Hyde Amendment, named for the late Illinois Republican Congressman Henry Hyde, which prevents federal funds from being spent directly on abortion. I have consistently, on no fewer than 50 occasions, voted against federal funding of abortions, he said in 1994. In 2007, he reiterated, I still vote against partial birth abortion and federal funding. In May, Biden appeared to reverse his position, telling a volunteer from the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, that he no longer supported the Hyde Amendment. But on Wednesday, Biden's campaign told NBC News that he still supported the Hyde Amendment. That created an opening for criticism by his Democratic opponents, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Mayor Pete Buttigieg told reports he was surprised to hear that VP Biden continued to support the Hyde Amendment because he believes that in this moment it's especially important to be standing up for women's reproductive rights. pic.twitter.com/joe5ddmpw. Mariana Sotomayor, at Mariana NBC News, June 6, 2019. Planned Parenthood, too, took Biden to task, calling the Hyde Amendment discriminatory. To support the Hyde Amendment is to block people, particularly women of color and women with low incomes, from accessing safe, legal abortion, the organization said, according to The Hill. On Thursday night, Biden announced that he no longer supported the Hyde Amendment, telling the DNC donors that circumstances have changed. Biden's full remarks on the Hyde Amendment and abortion from tonight, exact care of it underscore Julie Gallagher. pic.twitter.com/becht54kz8q. Sarah Mucha, at Sarah Mucha, June 7, 2019. Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel responded by suggesting that Biden may as well have plagiarized his position from Planned Parenthood. After weeks of confusion on where he stands, Joe Biden just endorsed unlimited taxpayer funding of abortion. Biden should have just plagiarized his position from Planned Parenthood's website from the start, like he has been doing for his other policy positions. Rona McDaniel, at GOP Chairwoman, June 7, 2019. Almost every major Democratic presidential candidate now supports repealing the Hyde Amendment, as well as legalizing partial birth abortion, and abortion up to the moment of birth. And Biden has added to his long list of flip-flops, spanning nearly half a century in politics. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.